On Thursday, a House subcommittee held a hearing about success stories of rural areas that have been able to extend access to broadband internet. The panel included a doctor who uses the internet to provide emergency advice when he's not at the hospital, and a farmer who is now able to use software to more efficiently fertilize crops. A nationwide expansion of broadband comes up regularly on Capitol Hill, but Congress has fallen short a few times of including it in a standalone package.
Everybody knows what needs to be done. It's the matter of joining hands and finding the pay force in order to pay for it.
Republican Southern Tier Congressman Tom Reed isn't quite sure if this Congress could make it happen.
I'm always the optimist, so I will never give up hope, but I will just tell you it's the realistic assessment is that it's probably going to be difficult to find $2 trillion worth of funding.
Democrat Anthony Brindisi also admits it's a big feat, but one that Congress could tackle.
We electrified the country in 10 years through the New Deal. We can do the same thing with rural broadband.
Both congressmen do agree there needs to be a big initial investment and a combination of different programs and resources to make such a broadband deployment a reality. From Capitol Hill, I'm Vaughn Golden, WRVO News.